KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 94. Southeast winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight, lows of aloft around 69, cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow, high of 88, overcast skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 85.
SMC Construction in Cocker City is looking to hire a job site supervisor foreman paying $25 to $32 an hour and construction laborers paying $18 to $24 an hour. Duties include forming, pouring concrete, grain bin erection, service, repair work on grain systems, assembling and installing of grain handling equipment and metal and post-frame building construction. Skills in the following a plus: welding fabrication, mechanical skills, ability to operate man lifts, skid steers, telehandler forklifts, and a CDL or willingness to obtain one. To learn more, call SMC at 785-781-4383.
If there's something strange crawling in your hood,
who do you gotta call? World Pest Control!
Bugs are invading fast, and it don't look good.
Who do you gotta call? World Pest Control!
They ain't afraid of no bugs.
An invisible itch when sleeping in your bed.
Ow! Who do you gotta call? World Pest Control!
Nah, don't try to beat them bugs alone.
Just pick up the phone and call
with offices in Sylvan Grove, Otis, and Salina.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Amid a statewide mental health crisis, vulnerable children and teens in the state foster care system have been hard hit by a scarcity of resources. Pam Cornwell, Trauma Services Clinical Director for St. Francis Ministries, estimates that 80% of children in the foster care system of Kansas have either mental or behavioral health issues, far outstripping the general population, which has about 18 to 22% rate. It really makes sense when you think about what has to happen for a child to enter the child welfare system, Cornwell said. They've experienced some kind of abuse or neglect situation. That experience in of itself can lead to underlying mental health or behavioral health issues that a child might already have. It's probably more unusual to have a case in child welfare where the child does not have the diagnosis than the other way around. For years, the state has struggled with mental health resources in the foster care system. With a lack of Medicaid expansion, along with a shortage of health care workers and mental health beds, Kansas ranked last in terms of meeting overall mental health needs in a 2023 Mental Health America report. At St. Francis, workers have caseloads of up to 50 cases per person. At KVC, the rate is about 30 families per clinical worker. Matt Arnett, KVC Health Systems Director of Outpatient Mental and Behavioral Health Services, said matters were further complicated when children needing specialized services such as autism or intellectual disability support were placed into foster care by families looking for support. Arnett gave the example of the Autism Waiver Program, which serves about 65 individuals, while another 400 are on the waiting list. Parents get overwhelmed and frustrated, Arnett said. Those kids enter into the foster care system hoping to get additional services that just don't exist. It's one of the myths that we are constantly pushing back against as we're talking to providers in our acute hospitals and residential facilities in the state. There is no fast track to services. There's no extra services that exist. There's just new layers of complexity as you start adding in court systems and case management providers and all these other systems of care. Kansas youth also experienced a surge in mental health crises over the past few years, with child suicide attempts in Kansas leading to a 68% increase in emergency department visits between 19 and 2021. Arnett mentioned a surge in substance abuse issues, including children attempting to self-medicate through substances. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, Arnett said about 60% of KVC referrals were addiction-related. Now the addiction-related referrals make up about 75% of referrals. During the 2023 legislative session, lawmakers passed a bill to smooth over the licensing process for therapists, psychologists, social workers, and healthcare workers, among others. An approved foster care bill of rights also informs children about their right to have a stable environment, experience the least number of placements possible, have access to adequate clothing and other belongings, conduct family visits, attend school, and participate in court proceedings, among other things. That full story, you can read at our website, katycountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6 Independence and Beloit, and their satellite locations in Concordia Osborne Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. The Glen Elder Senior Center is hiring an assistant cook and a kitchen helper. Call 545-3444 for more information. The special meeting of the Mitchell County Planning Commission and Appeals Board regarding input on the floodplain resolution will be at 7 o'clock tonight in the First Bank Beloit's meeting room. The youth football camp in Downs will take place on Wednesday, tomorrow, June 21st, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Lakeside High School, open to grade schoolers 1st through 8th grade. Register at sharpperformance.com. Among the guest coaches, K-State football players Jordan Shippers and Hayden Gillum, and former Fort Hays State tight end Hunter Budke. And the Alton Wildcats KWHA show will be taking place tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And that show, those shows are open to everyone, all skill levels and ages. Find out more by following the Bull City Rough Riders Saddle Club on Facebook. It'll take place at the Rough Riders Arena in Alton. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, katycountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Down the right field line. That ball is gone! A three-run blast to put the Tigers in the lead.
Despite a 4-0 lead early, the Royals were not able to hold on. They lose 6-4 to the Tigers after that homer by Kerry Carpenter. We'll have more on the game coming up in the sportscast. We'll also look at local sports. A couple notes for postseason honors for Beloit softball and baseball. Also, the College World Series continuing, and a Golden State Warriors player opting out of a contract. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. We open with local sports notes as the Beloit Trojans had some postseason honors for softball and baseball. Recently, senior Chloe Odell was named a second-team All-State pitcher in Class 3A by the Kansas Softball Coaches Association. Also from Southeast Saline, Brian Patatic was a second-team infielder. Chase Gilpin selected honorable mention infielder in 3A. Full list of selections can be found at ncksports.com. Recently in baseball, Beloit's Logan Arrowsmith and Lance Lundeen were honorable mention All-Class 3A by Sports in Kansas. And you can find that full list of honors at sportsnks.com. As sort of the beginning of this sportscast, the Tigers rallied for a 6-4 win over the Royals in game one of their three-game series in Detroit Monday night. Jordan Lyles got the start of the mound for the Royals. They had lost their previous 14 games this season that Lyles started. KC got off to a great start behind a solo homer from Bobby Witt Jr. and a two-run shot by Michael Garcia to put them up 3-0 in the fourth inning. They added another run in the fifth to take a 4-0 lead. Detroit scored their first run in the bottom of the fifth. Lyles finished six innings but found trouble in the seventh, allowing two more runs. He left with a 4-3 lead, but Taylor Clark gave up three in one inning of work on the home run heard earlier by Carpenter as he took the loss, falling to 1-1. Lyles got a no decision, but the Royals are now 0-15 in games he started, which is the longest losing streak to open the season when a pitcher starts in AL-NL history.
It looked like he was on the attack the whole time. Threw some good breaking balls, some good changeups, and kept them off balance. Looked like he was able to use both sides of the plate. He used up, he used down, so it looked like he had command. Had a good feeling. You know, I thought Jordan was in control, throwing the ball well. And, you know, we always feel good when Clarkie comes in the game. They put some good at-bats together and put a big inning together.
Matt Quattrero's team is now 19-53, while the Tigers move to 31-40. Game two of the series tonight at 5:40 in Detroit. In college baseball, the World Series rolling on in Omaha on Monday afternoon. Tennessee beat Stanford 6-4 in an elimination game in Bracket 1 as the Cardinal finished their season at 44-20 in the winner's bracket. Number 1 Wake Forest scored in the bottom of the 8th for a 3-2 win over LSU. Tigers move to an elimination game tonight against Tennessee at 6 o'clock. First game of the day has TCU facing Oral Roberts in Bracket 2 elimination. The Golden Eagles came back for a 6-5 win over the Horned Frogs in Game 1 of the CWS on Friday. They play again this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Both games on ESPN. Full coverage of the College World Series can be found at NCAA.com. Finally, in sports in the NBA, Draymond Green has opted out of the final year of his contract with the Golden State Warriors, which could possibly signal the end of the long run of success with the current Warriors roster. Green passed on a $27.6 million option to become an unrestricted free agent. However, he could still return to Golden State on a new deal, as new Warriors GM Mike Dunleavy Jr. has expressed an importance of keeping Green for the continuity of the roster. That's a look at sports on your sports leader, North Shore, Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Dinas.